So as you are gazing with your eyes, with your heart upon the beautiful valley, the beautiful sunset, the beautiful you gazing upon the beautiful, the beauty that's just in front of you and that you sit in it and that you feel its welcome, its honoring, its sacredness, and its deep love and appreciation for everything around you. You allow yourself to sink in, just as this first meeting, to sink in for the first time together collectively from within your heart and the collectiveness of our group, of our souls together, and just allowing yourself to feel, to merge, to blend, to be, to go into that heart deep peacefulness with every breath that you're taking, with every image, with every thought that is coming through your mind, and then blends with your heart and blends with this land and feel in its energy and feel into anything that comes through to you. And gently from inside of you, you feel it reaching to you, welcoming you, and loving you, just as Creator, just as the universe, in its immensity and love, loves you, honors you, and your journey, your entire journey on this earth and beyond.
And for the listener, you are invited at this point to go and find a crystal. And it should be a crystal that you can hold in the palm of your hand. And once you have that crystal in the palm of your hand, here is the invitation to spend the next 7 days connecting with your crystal, loving it, talking to it, and feeling, sensing, perceiving any messages this crystal might have. And so now for those who have that crystal in their palm, they are invited to do the following: to hold that crystal up to their mouth and blow 3 times the breath of their life onto that crystal. And as we are holding that crystal, we are saying, I am here. I am a living part of the earth, a living part of Gaia. I am a living part of the Creator. I am here on purpose. I am a divine spark. There is a deep soul wisdom within me. I invite any messages that I am to know to come to me. Just allow time for any messages to come. And now you are invited to share your own unique frequency with your crystal and very gently hum to your crystal so that it may feel and sense your own vibrations. Every crystal on the earth is filled with benevolence. They hold vibration, they hold frequency. They have different individual meanings and purpose, but all of them have benevolence for you. And over these next 7 days, not only are there messages for you, but your crystal will absorb the frequencies of all the things that will transpire. It's a depository. It's part of the earth. It is part of the oneness. It is actually not a single crystal separate from the earth. It is a part of everything. It's just a microcosm that represents all that is. And so we finish by saying, thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Thank you, Gaia, for loving me. And then we begin the next part. Thank you, Kryon, for being here. Thank you, Kryon, for loving us. Thank you, Kryon, for loving me.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This particular channel is almost exclusively for those who sit in front of me. We find ourselves almost at sunset, gazing upon the majesty of what is called Monument Valley. The majestic rocks seem to jut out of the land like they popped up with a great deal of force. It's stark beauty at its best. The land seems to whisper to us and shout at the same time of the history that has occurred here. It's beautiful. The entire group finds itself gazing upon these wonderful rocks, the majesty of the evening. It's not the only time that this will occur on this particular journey to Monument Valley. We look at many things, and I would like to open this particular channel by something my partner loves to tell his friends. And it has to do with what you're looking at. As a boy, as a child, he was privileged to grow up by the beach. And he went there as often as he could. And the first time he came to Monument Valley as a senior, it all came back to him because the rocks looked like his sandcastles that he used to build. Before then, they were washed away by the waves. And dear ones, I'd like to tell you something. There is a reason why there is a similarity. You don't have to be a geologist to recognize what it is you are seeing. There used to be water here, a lot of it. There used to be a sea right where you're sitting. Long ago, a past that perhaps didn't even have humanity within it. It was a volatile time on the planet. And when you see the raggedness of rocks having been cut by water, you realize it was rushing water It wasn't water that gently flowed over thousands of years. The stones are cut dramatically. Not only was there water here, not only was there an ocean, but it was racing from one place to another. And it cut those rocks that you see before you. You can find seashells on the top of the plateaus. It's not a mystery to the geologist just how active this planet was in its preparation for the quietness of today. For thousands of years, this has been a quiet planet while humanity has evolved. If anything like that took place today, you would have humanity washed away. The earth was done with the preparation for you. The oceans in place, the land masses in place. Yes, there are still cycles of weather. You're in one of them right now. But it does not threaten you in the way that the water would have done had you been sitting here when what you see in front of you took place. I tell you an interesting, fun story, perhaps, of the cycles of weather that you are experiencing at the moment. The ones that you say are creating the global warming that is occurring, and that I have said it's a precursor to the global cooling that will occur. A cycle that always has occurred. If I took you to interview an indigenous of the North, they would look at you and tell you about something that you do not have today. They would tell you that their ancestors recorded the ebb and the flow of the glaciers. They came and they went, and they came and they went. And this affected all of the food that they would try to grow or their hunting. And that they had to record the weather for thousands of years. And they would look at you and say, "You mean you didn't? And now you have a cycle and you're afraid?" And they would chuckle. It's right on schedule, dear ones. The glaciers, they start to recede yet again. And they will come back yet again. It's a cycle that always occurs to refresh the oceans of the planet. And we have said to you, these are the gentle cycles, so that humanity can get ready, understand them, and be here for a long time. You are on the edge of a consciousness shift on the planet that will not just bring a peaceful planet. More than that, it is the beginning of a realization of a bigger truth. A truth that says that what you call God or spirit or the creative source is inside you as well as outside you. You all know about a soul, and yet never in any of the religions that are here have you been taught that you could touch it or that it could be part of you now, that you could access it, you could see the angelic quality within it, and you could touch the face of God. And all of what I've just said is true. This is your lineage. Those here have the opportunity to sit on the land during these 8 days and feel what I've just said to you. The opportunity to let it flow into your bodies as a truth. That is what a multidimensionality looks like, as opposed to a truth that you were taught on a piece of paper or through the verbal stories of those before you or with you. It's a truth that flows into you that you cognize. The land knows who you are. It really does. It doesn't matter that you've never been here. The earth is one sentient being. It knows who you are. It may ask you the question, are you ready? And you may ask the question back, ready for what? And then the earth will say, ready for why you came. To sit and let us fill you up with some truths that you didn't expect in the quietness of all that is. This is channel 1 of 8. We will look at the numerology of each channel. 1 is easy. It's new beginnings. When you combine the 1 and the 8, it is a 9. The 9 represents completion. How could you have something starting and ending at the same time? Dear ones, that's exactly what Earth is doing with the consciousness that is old and ugly and low. It is the end and completion of an old time. It is the beginning of a new time. I will introduce this to you because I wish you to ask yourself, could that be you today or now? Are you ready for the completion of something that is very old, that you were born into, that no longer serves your magnificence, and instead capture that which is very new, a new idea of who you are and why you're here? And then finally, I give this to you and all of those listening. You are so linear in all of your thoughts that you look at that which I've just said to you and you say, I wish I had known these things when I was young. And you say that because there is the perception that you won't be able to use it very much longer. Not understanding at all that what goes into you today in the learning of spirit, of the learning of the soul, of the comprehension of majestic energy goes in and stays and is reborn with you through your DNA memory in many ways. The next time you arrive on this planet, what you have today, what you study today, is going to happen in a very magnificent way the next time around. It does not go away. This is the prophecy that I have been giving for the last months, to tell you that something is happening even with the system of reincarnation, based upon that which is a higher, much higher consciousness on the earth. The system is changing so that what you learn today is passed to you when you come back. Imagine for a moment, you awaken again, young, and you never have to go through any of the things you went through in this lifetime. Are you interested? Would it make a difference in how you feel about coming back? Dear ones, things are changing. You are here for reasons perhaps you don't even realize. Seeds are being planted for the growth of an ascended planet, and the plantation of the seeds is going right into you right now. Approach this week a little differently, perhaps, than you thought you might. Open to things you didn't expect that are beautiful, loving, and have your name on them, all of them. I'm crying in love with humanity, and so it is.